Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lord. Come on and give him praise wherever you are right now, in this time, in this day, in this very moment. God has given you another day. Just begin to thank him. Just begin to say hallelujah. If you're called in on air, the lines are muted. If you're tuned in online, the lines are muted. I cannot hear you, but God can hear you. Come on and just give him praise. Today is a day of victory for you. Today is a day of blessings like you've never seen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And for those of you who will listen to this as a recording later on, hello, hello, hello. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, host of Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul, and Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, and I welcome you here with me today. I have a powerful word for you. We're coming from the book of Numbers, chapter 23, verse 19, and 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 20. Again, that's Numbers 23:19 for those of you who are getting your Bibles ready, and 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20. And our topic for today is hold on. And don't let go. Hold on, hallelujah, and just do not let go. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to both podcasts live with me. On Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live on Daily Fire, you can tune in by dialing 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, Rossi.org. That's R-A-W-S as in Sam, I.org. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, where I take your questions on air and there's no topic off limits, you can tune in using that same method. Call 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, Rossi.org. Now, the best way to ensure that you never miss any of the teachings is to follow, because you'll receive the recording at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday if you can't tune in live, and a reminder text at 7 p.m. when we go live on Real Talk. Follow by texting the message BS to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters BS, B as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. If you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org, as well as the ability to send me your prayer requests. I do pray over them. Your testimonies, donate to Rossi Williams Ministry. You can also cash app $RossiWilliams to help spread the gospel. So just visit me today at rossi.org, R-A-W-S-I. .org, and make sure you sow a seed to help spread the gospel. We're preparing to go on television in a few months in 2020, so we take all the help we can get. By now, praise the Lord, you should have your Bibles ready. I'm in Numbers 23:19, and then I will go to 2 Corinthians 1:20, reading from the KJV. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Listen to that question again. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Praise the Lord. That's powerful, isn't it? Regarding who God is, what God said he's going to do. Hath he said it, And shall he not do it? It's really a question with an answer contained within it. Hath he not spoken it? And shall he not bring it to pass? We're in 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, and to the glory of God by us. Come on and give God praise for his word. What is our topic for today? Repeat it after me. Hold on and don't let go. Hold on, brothers and sisters, and don't let go. God has made promises to us. Now it's not the time to give up. Some of us have grown weary in waiting. Some of us have grown tired of waiting. Some of us are starting to doubt what we said that God promised us. But now is not the time for you to give up on God. Quiet your soul and fortify your mind for the long haul. Hold on and don't let go. In Numbers 23:19, the first thing that we are being instructed on here is the foundation of understanding who God is in relation to his promises. Because once you know who God is, in relation to what he has promised you, it gives you the power to hold on and not let go. It started off by reminding us that God is not a man that he should lie. Why is that important? Because, see, as a human, I lie. I don't plan on it. I don't intend to do so. But there is always the possibility that what I told you I will do, I may not do. As a human, you lie. You may not plan on it. You may not intend to. But there is always the possibility that your word will not ring true. You see, that's just the fallacy of our humanity. We are not perfect. And so even in the midst of our best intentions, we will fail someone. But here it says, God is not like that, glory. God is not humanity. God created humanity. But God is not humanity. There is no imperfection in him. There is no fallacy in him. So if he spoke it, you can bank on it. If he promised that to you, you can rest easy in it, that God is not a man, hallelujah, that he should lie. That alone ought to be encouraging your spirit right now. For whatever you're waiting on God for, whatever you're believing him for, whatever he promised to you, even if it doesn't look like it, even if you can't see it, even if everything that you see is in opposition to what he promised, that part alone, hallelujah, ought to fire up your spirit. God is not a man that he should lie. Then it went on further to clarify and say, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. In other words, there's no need for him to have to be remorseful, to have to go in and apologize to you for not doing what he said he'd do, because God does not operate in that sphere. He doesn't even live in that place of having to apologize to you for not bringing forth what he said. Glory. And I know I'm just preaching. I thought I'd be teaching, but I'm so excited about this word that God gave me this morning. Because just like you, I'm believing God for some things. Just like you, I'm holding on for the manifestation of some promises in my life, in the lives of my family members, in my son's life. in my law office, in my ministry. You see, God has promised so many great things. Glory. And so I've had to quiet my own soul. Tell it to be at ease. Tell it to rest easy. God is not a man that he should lie. I've had to fortify my own mind, remind myself of all the promises God has already brought into fruition, remind myself of all the miracles God has already performed. And that's the spirit of fire in which I teach a daily fire to you today, because you are just about to let go. You were just about to throw in the towel on some things. You were just about to just say, forget it, God. I'm tired of crying about it. I have fasted over it, prayed over it, shouted over it. I believe, I've confessed, I've declared. Just forget it, God. Don't even worry about it, Lord. You were just about to let Satan make you abort or forfeit some blessings that were right in the midst of coming into the realness of your life. But today I've come to encourage you to hold on and don't let go. And then it completed by asking a question and giving you the answer. So it's really a rhetorical question. Have he said and shall he not do it? In other words, if he said it, he must do it. Why? Because he's not a man that he should lie. Hath he spoken and shall he not make it good? In other words, if he promised it to you, that settles it. Why? Because he's not the son of man that he should repent. All of his promises, it taught us. In 2 Corinthians 1:20, are yes, 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 brother, yes, sister, yes, daughter, yes, son. What do you need? Do you need healing? Yes. Do you need salvation? Yes. Do you need deliverance? Yes. Do you need your marriage restored? Yes. Do you need a job? Yes. Do you need your finances to be upgraded to another level? Yes. Do you need divine peace? Yes. Do you need your children to come back home, to come back into the fold of Christ? Yes. Oh, glory of his promises. Ooh, I felt that thing. They're yes and they're amen. And to his glory, he's going to do exactly what he promised you he would do for you. He's going to do it. Don't give up. Because the race is not given to the swift nor the strong. But to he that endureth until the end, will you hold on today? We're about to go into prayer. Will you hold on today? Hallelujah. Will you put the promises of God right back into the frontal lobe of your mind? Will you see yourself living those promises? Will you hold on and not let go? Will you put your flesh under subjection to believe God again and to operate in what you believe, to carry yourself like you believe it's true, to hold on and not let go? Let's go into prayer. Then we'll do the altar call and end with your task. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Father, we're holding on. Lord, we're holding on. We got our hands to the gospel plow. And we're not going to look back. We're going to hold on to your unchanging hand today, Lord. Father, we believe, we believe, we believe again. We believe, we believe, we believe again. Everything that you promised us, everything that you told us, we see it, we believe it, we receive it, we declare it, we're walking in it, we're preparing for it, we believe. Hallelujah. We're going to hold on and not let go. Now, Lord, we come today in the name of Jesus. Father, we come repenting of every sin, every doubt, every disbelief. We come repenting of the thought process of throwing in the towel, of giving up. Because we had forgotten who you are. We had forgotten who you are. We had forgotten that you're not a man. There's no imperfection in you. We had forgotten that you don't lie. And because we forgot it, we began to doubt. We began to give up. We cried and cried and cried. But today we come and we release the doubt. We release the disbelief.
And we say, Father, we believe what you said. We believe what you said. We believe it. We stand on it. We believe it. We stand on it. We're going to hold on and not let go. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone listening. Bless them, heal them, save them, sanctify, deliver, set free, open doors, perform miracles, make ways, do what only you can do. And ways that only you can do is send down your anointing that destroys every yoke. Father, come in and move every mountain, exalt every valley, strengthen them, fortify them, give them divine peace. All the promises of you are yes and amen. For their spouses, we receive it. For their children, we receive it. For their grandchildren, parents, cousins, aunts, uncles, nieces, and nephews. For their businesses and ministries. For their jobs, stepchildren, we receive it. For their dreams and visions, Lord, we receive it. For their healing, we receive it. For their finances, we receive it. For 2020 and every day and every year beyond, we receive it. For right now, we receive it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Everyone say, I will hold on. And I won't let go. Say, I will hold on, God, and I won't let go. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let's do the altar calling in with your task, because our time here on Daily Fire has run. For those of you who are unsaved, or who are backslidden, or who had thrown in the towel, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sins. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Glory. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I will hold on and I won't let go and I'll walk like I'm holding on. I'll talk like I'm holding on. I'll live like I'm holding on, no matter what it looks like in the natural. Amen. Welcome to the family of Christ, or welcome home for those who rededicated. Make sure you're in church service this weekend. You go to your Sunday schools, your Bible study. Let your pastors or leaders know that you're now rededicated or saved so that you can get plugged into ministry. If you're in the Miami area and you don't have a church home, we'd love to have you worship with us at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ, 6229 Northwest 11th Avenue off of MLK. And the address is listed on my website as well, rossi.org. If you couldn't write it down, you'll see it on the home page of my website this weekend. As many people as can, I ask you to go there and make a donation this weekend, whatever your heart desires. If you can donate $25, $50, please do so, because, again, I'm preparing to go into television ministry, and it costs thousands, thousands, thousands of dollars, but we got to spread this gospel and save souls. We're in the last days, and every donation you make helps to spread the gospel of Christ. All right, our topic for today, or you can donate via Cash App, $Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams. Please make sure you donate again today. We're looking at going on TBN, the Word Network, BET, and so as you know, it costs tens of thousands. But we got to save souls. We got to save souls. I know that's not good English. All right. Our topic for today is hold on and just go. For this entire weekend is twofold. Number one, I want you to write down those things that God promised you and get them back into your sights. And you do everything that you can do on your part to bring it into pass, because God has not forgotten it. And he's going to do for you just what he said he would do. I need you to write it down and then put this word back before the Lord. God, you're not a man that you should lie. Here is what you promised me. I'm going to do my part. I'm going to hold on. Now, Lord, I need to see it come to pass right now. Glory. The second thing I ask you to do is to share this word with other people whom you know or just about to give up or who have given up, who are depressed, especially as we're going into the holiday season. A lot of people get depressed. Share this word. You can just tell them to go to rossi.org rawsi.org. It'll be posted on the broadcast page, or tell them to follow by texting DS to phone number 33222, and they'll receive a confirmation text that has this teaching in it. For those of you who already follow, please share this with at least two people whom you know need to be encouraged. All right? Hold on and don't let go. Your change is here. Now is not the time to give up.
It's been a long